Thank you for listening to the Hub Show podcast. Brought to you by Venue Media.
Trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Hey, yo, Hub Show.
Podcasting and broadcasting about everything and nothing. From the center of the universe and covering Baltimore, New York, D.C., Philly, Pittsburgh, and all points in between. It's the Hub City's own, The Hub Show. And now, here are your hosts, Chris Canfield and Jay Heisch.
Hub Show, Jay Heisch, Chris Canfield. We got him back in the house. DJ Busy, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yeah. He's making you liked it so much, you came back for a second round.
I'm here now.
He's,
so.
Yeah, he's a resident.
We should have asked you. I should have asked you. At the end of every date, I always say, so did I earn a second date? But I didn't.
Apparently
I didn't ask that with you. You came back anyways.
Don't we decide that? Huh? I don't know. He's just, you know. We have a resident DJ in the house. DJ Busy's here. Here we go. Yeah, we're honored. Hey, and he gets
to write all this off as a tax write-off.
Yeah, as a Hub Show appearance, the cab ride, everything over. Yeah. He brought with him his friend Denise Martin, also from the Chambersburg area, right?
Yes.
Hey, Denise, how are you?
Chambersburg must
be
a
real quiet all of a sudden.
Chambersburg must be a really big place because we get a lot of people from Chambersburg.
We do. And I was up there last night hanging out with Jairus of all.
Yeah.
Jairus Troop, our science guy. He's a YouTube star, does all the science experiments and whatnot.
I wanted to go there too, but
Good times, I know. But I
got invited, but I had a party of my own.
Hub Show got invited to three things last night, including your spot. So I made sure I went out and did the rounds. I started off at 2nd and Charles and visited Matt Burns and Mark Byrne, the filmmaker who has us in his movie and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And said hi and showed my face and got some new guests to bring on to the show here.
Nice.
Yeah, including Matt Blies. Nice. He wrote his research book about the makings of the Blair Witch Project.
Oh.
Like he did a deep dive on that. The book's about this thick and all that.
I grew up like 2 miles from Burkittsville.
He wrote about all the ins and outs and who was arguing.
I was one of the guys who stole the Welcome to Burkittsville sign.
Were you?
Yeah, I was a teenager who was into vandalizing.
When he does a revised edition, you should.
Yeah.
You should be. You know, like
when you're like 16, you get into vandalism there for.
Do you still have the sign?
No.
Oh, that'd be cool to have on the set when he comes on, wouldn't it?
It would be.
Yeah, just to show him. Would you have this? You know. So yeah. Anyway, Denise, what do you do? Why are you here?
Why am I here?
No, you're here because you're a friend of Mark's. And we appreciate you being here. But what do you do at home travel service?
I ship people out own their own home-based travel agencies so that they can book travel from home, save money on their travel.
Do you do?
See, you teach the teachers.
Is that what it is?
Teach the teachers.
Well, I mean, are you one step up?
Are you
a travel agent yourself?
I am a home-based agent myself, and I show others how they can do it too because it just makes sense to save money on your travel.
Gotcha.
Money on your travel.
It does. It makes total sense. I spend way too much.
Yeah.
Do you travel a lot, Denise?
I love to travel, yes.
That's why you love doing what you do, right?
Yeah. That's originally why I got into it.
So
I wanted to save.
How often do you travel?
Like,
when was the last time you went somewhere and where'd you go?
I just got back from Florida. I spent about 15 days in October in Florida.
Right.
So that was my list. But I've been to Mexico twice this year. I've been to Canada.
Oh. What part of Mexico?
This year.
Puerto Vallarta.
Okay.
Twice.
Yeah. Oh. Nice, huh?
No.
Yes.
That wasn't.
And it's crazy, right? As the cool weather sets in here, you start thinking about Mexico.
Sun.
Yeah, I went to Cancun last March. I'm like, I did not want to come home.
Yeah. I went to Cancun one time, and we tried to get I don't like doing that whole resort thing.
No?
Because, you go into the resort, and it might as well be America in Mexico. You know what I mean? It's all Americanized. So
you want to get outside the resort.
So I want to see what Mexico's all about.
Of course, I like that.
So we caught a cab, and we went down from Cancun. We went down to whatever's below it, and I wanted to say it was that city, but it might not be.
No, Puerto Vallarta's on the West Coast.
Okay, right. This was it began with a P, but it was like one town below.
Mormon.
Yeah,
whatever
it was. And we went down one town below Cancun, and we went in there, and it was, so militant. It was weird. There was, there was, Jeeps.
The cartel
with,
run
yeah,
that
there
place.
Was, like, there was, like, Jeeps with, like, 50 cows just sitting on the corners, and, like, guys in like fucking camouflage with machine guns on the, like, everywhere. You had to go through a bunch of checkpoints just to get into the town.
Right.
And once you got down there, like, all the restaurants were advertising, we have clean water. Like, it's a big deal. Like, yeah, you should have clean water. Why are you advertising it? It doesn't make any fucking sense.
I know, right?
We were looking at like real estate signs. You could buy like a condo in this town, like a fancy ass condo for like $10,000. It was ridiculous.
It's tempting though, isn't it?
Yeah, and then
and you got clean water.
And the taxi took us out of the resort for like $10 to go down to the city.
Mm-hmm.
But when we wanted to get from the city back to the resort,
$100.
They charged us like $80, right? Enough. And I was like, and I told the guy, I was like, no, not doing it.
So what'd you do?
I said, next cab. Next cab rolled up. They were like $80. I was like, no.
Next
cab. They rolled up. They were like $80. I was like, okay. I see there's some kind of grift going on here.
It's a pattern.
I'm starting to pick up that there's a grift happening.
You're the gringo tourist, dude.
Yeah,
you ain't getting out of there.
I got free, screwed. Dude. So it's okay. Just take me back to my bed.
And I'll
be okay. But, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's funny because, Mark, you come from L.A., the area. I was in the Valley. We went to Cancun. We took one of the excursions to go snorkeling, right? So we had to get out of the resort, take the bus or van or whatever. We went through the town. I swear to God, I was having flat. We swore we were in Van Nuys. It looked, sounded, smelled like Van Nuys, Pacoima area of the Valley. You know
really?
What I mean? Yeah. I mean, it was like a post-traumatic stress of the flashback. It was like getting off the 405 and the 118 and being right there, man.
Yeah.
It was nuts, dude.
Nice.
L.A. talk.
Nice. Anyway, yeah.
Moving on. She's like, what are we talking about?
Mexico has moved that far into L.A.
Well, it's like, it's the exact same. It's carbon copy. It was like, whoa, where are we? Yeah. You know,
Mexico has moved that far into L.A.
Man, or whatever, however you want to put it, whichever direction you want to go. But yeah.
They have their own neighborhoods that are.
It was like, wow. You know,
there's no reason. There's no reason to have a little Mexico in L.A.
Oh, it's a big Mexico in L.A.
There's an 85%.
It's little America now.
You can have a little Italy and a little Somalia, but you can't. Yeah, there's no reason to have a little Mexico.
Not in L.A.
No.
In Southern California. No. Dude, it's little America. Anywho. Yeah, man. So you travel. That's what you do. And you teach people to run their own online travel agency. Is that what it is?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Cool. Yeah. Especially if they travel. It just makes sense. If you're booking your own travel, you might as well get paid for it. You're doing the work anyways.
That's
so
cool.
Get the deals. And
so where do people are interested? Where do they find you? How can they?
Oh, just Denise Martin online or Denise Martin on Facebook.
Boy, you got an easy name, don't you? That's awesome. Lucky you. Denise Martin.
Keep it online. Simple.
So where's your favorite place you've been to?
Yeah.
Hawaii for sure.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The same for me. Really? Actually, I love Hawaii.
Yeah, Hawaii is the shit.
Everybody's just on island time. Nobody's in like a hurry. And I don't know if it was just me, but did you notice were there flies down there when you were down there? I slept with my door open.
No, there's no mosquitoes.
Yeah,
no.
I slept with my door open.
It's all salt water.
Oh,
I can't think
beautiful.
Of bugs.
You weren't swatting anything? It was all good?
Bugs need fresh water to live in.
It's true.
It's all salt water. That's why I love Key West, too. I love Key West because it's just...
There's no
bugs or anything, and everybody's just walking around.
It's a whole
other
part of Florida,
shorts,
isn't it?
And they got chickens just walking across the street every once in a while.
Yeah,
yeah.
But then there's the rest of Florida.
The Fantasy Festival in Key West is.
I haven't been to that. But,
wow.
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
It's like Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
In Key West.
Yeah, a lot of painted titties down there.
Yeah, lots of them.
Yeah.
Hey,
there's actually a
Denise
bar.
Agrees.
There's actually a bar down there called Eden, which is clothing optional. And
really?
Me and my girlfriend at the time went down there, and we decided to go check out Eden, right? But it was clothing optional, so we kept our clothes on. But we wanted to walk upstairs just to see what was going on.
Sure enough.
And there was this guy over in the corner, and he was talking to his girl, right? And they didn't have any clothes on. He's like standing there with his arm hanging over like the brick wall or whatever. And he's just stroking it while he's talking to her.
Jesus.
Right? And my girlfriend
is that
was
optional
like,
as well?
And my girlfriend's like,
what are the rules?
My girlfriend was like, what is he doing? I was like, honey, you don't understand. Like, and it's a clothing optional bar. You got to keep the blood flowing. It has to be like, it's not like a full on, like hard on. He's just trying to keep it like, he's trying to keep it full.
He's got a rubber one going. But
yeah,
I mean,
you know,
like,
if you don't want the thing shrinking up like this guy I'm standing beside at the bar here. This guy's like, he's, you know, he's
what are you checking
nothing
out the bar there, Chris?
Catching the draft at the bar.
Just got out of the pool.
Yeah, yeah. He's got the ice chest. He's leaned over the ice chest. trying to hit on the bartender. That shit ain't happening.
So when you went up there, everyone was with the other option.
Yeah. And they had like a whole like painting booth behind us where they were like everybody was getting their body painted and everything. And she was like, "I should go over there and get my body painted." I was like, "Go ahead." And she was like, "Nah, I can't do that."
Chicken shit.
And she backed out.
Did you do it, Chris?
No, I didn't. Fuck that. I weighed like 250 at the time or like that. Gotcha. You know, I mean, I ain't showing
nothing. That's a lot of paint.
I ain't taking my shirt off.
They'll charge me double.
Then I went on that Vinny diet. Okay now. I'm okay now.
I did the Vinny diet.
I might go up there and
I've been off and on the Vinny diet. I did really good last year.
Get a little smiley face painted on my hog. Yeah. That'd be cool.
Sure. Right? Surprise.
I could do that.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah. Along with the Hub Show. Good times, right? Hey, man.
Yeah.
No hold bar.
Did you see the whorehouse in Key West?
No.
Yeah, there's a sign hanging right out front.
Rock on, Denise.
It literally says whorehouse.
Really?
Welcome to the whorehouse.
Welcome to the whorehouse.
Hey, right? No holding back, right?
I didn't know that was
just
there.
Just be honest.
But see, this is the great part
about it. Truth in advertising.
This is the great part about the island is there's no rules.
Right.
There's nothing. You can do whatever hell you want.
There's and nobody prostitution said, in Key West?
Nobody says anything.
I guess it says. Just, I remember this we is horse.
Well, there's no police force, so.
It's still Florida, though, dude. What do you mean?
I mean, I guess the police are on, like, I don't know. The police are probably on bicycles and just kind of, like,
so it's just like you versus the Coast Guard shirts. And they're not coming on
time
the
out. Chris, I know you've been there as a tourist, but it's kind of interesting because Key West is still part of Florida, part of the U.S. I can imagine as you cross that bridge and get away from mainland Florida, it is its own world. You can't tell me that it's just, like. It's this open season on the laws. I mean, is everyone cool about it? You know, when you go there,
we got
you
one
just
of those
know.
Little tours with the bikes where they pedal you around and show you the town. And she showed us this. It's like a little house on the corner, and there was a sign hanging out front, like a little wooden sign. It says the whorehouse. She said,
but was it just for shits and giggles? Was it really a
no? She said that's
a brothel.
She said that's straight where out the whorehouse. Yeah, that's what she told us.
And like you literally. Have you ever been there?
No.
Like it's.
I want to go now.
It's literally like a
get
whole,
my dick painted.
It's literally like a whole bunch of like every house down there is like a chicken shack. It's just like little
I've seen
itty
pictures.
Bitty. It's like everything is little itty bitty and tiny, and it's all crammed together.
Our boy,
bright
and
colors.
if there was a police station down there, I would imagine it would be the size of this room that our studio's
our
in.
Our man Jesse.
And it would have like it would be like Andy Griffith with like
Jesse
one
Green.
Like thing in the corner. Like Jesse, that's it.
Jesse Green, a good friend of ours on the show, does a lot of independent film work around here, but he has another residence down there in Daytona. He's always going to Key West. Yeah, he's Captain Mango. He dresses up and he goes down there and stands on the street and gets pictures with tourists and all that good stuff.
Nice.
And he has a full on, you know, captain, like a $4,000 worth pirate outfit. It's awesome,
But it's a good social experiment too, because when you got like cram all these people in from all over the world and they all come in here and it's basically lawless. Everybody fucking gets along and has a good time.
But they do. There's no
everybody gets along and has a good time.
Florida,
and nothing bad
but
happens.
When you cross that bridge, you get to Key West. Is the crime low in Key West?
Oh, there's nothing in Key West.
Yeah, I mean,
there's nothing
it,
though. You would
Both
think some jackass would take advantage of that and ruin it for everybody.
Yeah,
someone always does.
Laid back. I mean, everybody gets hammered down there, but everybody gets along, like you said. When they're hammered, they're getting along.
You don't hear about any bar brawls anytime?
Gunshots?
Nothing?
Nothing.
Wow, man.
Yeah,
we all got to move the Key West.
That's right.
Pile on, people.
That's what happens when you put a bunch of people in a happy place. You know, everybody's just happy. Everybody goes there to be happy.
That's true.
That's it. See, we're constantly looking for ways to market what we do, the Hub Show.
Yeah.
It's going to be a happy place, right?
Right.
We talk about happy shit. Yeah. You know, always thinking, always doing the marketing thing.
That's why
here.
I would paint a smiley face on my hog and not a frowny face.
Right. Yeah. What would she do if she saw a frowny face? I'd just be, that'd be a turn off.
Then I'd be standing on my head,
I
guess.
Yeah. Chris Canfield, folks.
I didn't need that mental picture, but it's
Mark says, rewind that back. We can edit. There you go. Yeah. So, Mark, what's going on with you, man? How's your week been?
Been great.
Yeah.
Been a good week.
Yeah, you play some basketball today?
I play some basketball today with the buds.
There you go.
Hung out with Chris and you last night.
Yeah, we had a good time, Chris. UFC
fight. That was cool.
Did you like the fight?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, we were talking about it before we got on the air here.
What happened, Chris? What was the
man that first,
the main event? Who was it and what happened?
Well, no, the strike of the night was the very first fight when that guy went stiff as a board.
That guy? Do you have a name?
He got hit. No,
White guy and a black guy.
Yeah, well, they were the first. They were the first fight, so nobody really knew who they were. It was Gilla Cometti and Lee.
This is what iPhones are for. Here we go.
Yeah, so
a ginger fella got knocked out.
Yeah, yeah, and the guy
the Bill Burr type,
and the guy with the cornrows, he hit him with the right, and then he came up with the left foot. And the guy went stiff as a fucking board. Like, I've never seen that happen in my life. Like, his body just went into, like, some kind of, like coffin shock.
Wait, you're talking about the first match?
Yes.
Oh, Gillespie?
Gillespie
and Kevin Lee.
Kevin Lee whooped his ass.
He knockout TKO in round one.
That was the craziest knockout I've ever seen.
Then the next match was a heavyweight between Derek Lewis and Ivanov.
Yeah, it was a bunch of...
That went three rounds, 5 minutes into the third round.
Yeah, they were just hugging
each other.
And it
was decision. Derek Lewis won.
Yeah, they were hugging each other.
They seemed like friends, right? They seemed like...
I was like,
I made you all bloody, but I keep smiling at you, giving you pounds, like...
Throwing fake punches.
Shaking your hand.
Yeah, Derek Lewis, or what's his name? Lewis was the one. Lewis was the one who was in the last UFC fight, and he said that... he won, and Rogan was interviewing him.
Right.
And he said, "Why'd you take your shorts off after the fight?" And he goes, "Because my balls are hot."
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. Then there's, while we're at it, and this was last night, the welterweight fight after that was Stephen Thompson versus Vicente Luque.
Right about that time, I think I was playing poker.
L-U-Q-U-E.
I think I was playing poker, and I was about 10 shots deep at that point.
That's I watched Chris.
Yeah. Yes, we did.
I watched Chris spill a beer
on himself.
And then as he was wiping up his mess in front of him, he went to throw the paper towel and knocked over his friend's beer.
Yeah.
It was like this double party foul that happened within 30 seconds. Something, man.
And then I get a straw, just suck it up off the table afterwards.
That, I think that is what happened.
Yeah. That's gross, man. Yeah, you were. And then
that was about that point in the evening is when that all that went down.
Yeah, it was about time we left.
Yeah.
And then the middleweight match was Kelvin Gastelum versus Darren Till. Darren Till won in round three.
Yeah, this was about the point where I was like, all right, you got to sober up. You got to get something to eat.
Because the main event.
And I was like, I was hovering over like the jalapeno poppers. And I was just down.
Don't breathe all over.
I picked up a shrimp and I didn't realize that it wasn't peeled. And I ate it. And then I got all the peel in my mouth and everything. And I was like, spitting out all the shrimp. It was horrible. Yeah, that was about that point.
Okay.
But then I took another shot after that just to kind of wash down the, you know, the little vomit that got up into my mouth.
So let's here we are. The main event was welterweight. How do you say it? Masvidal?
Yes, Masvidal and Diaz.
Diaz, right? That was
and Diaz was definitely the favorite.
He was the favorite. I remember hearing about that. Yes, Masvidal won KO, TKO in round three.
And the crowd booed Masvidal every time he knocked Diaz down. There was boo.
Oh, yeah, right?
Diaz.
Weren't they chanting bullshit?
Bullshit. I'm sure. Yeah, at the end of the fight, when the doctor called it, the whole crowd chanted bullshit.
Chris was trying to, but he had a shrimp peel stuck in his throat.
Bullshit. No, I was focused on this match. I watched the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah, Diaz. Okay. Diaz was crazy because Diaz was like, well, he's a street fighter, you know, and he grew up. Somebody brought up the point that he has so much scar tissue on his face that as soon as he gets touched, he starts bleeding. But he got all that scar tissue from fighting his brother when they were growing up. Yeah. Could you imagine growing up in an environment where you're like, hey, what do you want to do? You want to go ride your bicycle or you want to go outside and beat the shit out of each other?
Backyard wrestling, dude.
They what? Crazy. They just go out there and he's known for just starting bar fights and just get that's all he does his whole life is just fight. It's all he wants to do is fight.
That's crazy.
And he has so much scar tissue and shit on his face, he can't even talk. He's been hit so many times, he just mumbles all the time. He's
if I would have went the distance, do you think he would have won? Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. I know he would have went the distance. I know that for sure.
Right.
There's no way he would have gave up. But his argument on the post-fight interview was that he said that he was saving himself for round four because he was hoping that the other guy was going to gas him out.
Gotcha.
So he was saying, oh, I was just going to take punches until round four, and then I was going to come in hot.
That's nuts.
He goes, but, I got in a fight about a week ago, and I busted my eye open, and it didn't have time to heal. So when he hit me, it busted back open again, and now the doc wants to stop the fight because my eyes busted open.
Wow.
He's like, but if he wants to go again, we can go tomorrow. Like, mm-hmm. we can just turn it around right now. Like, that's okay.
Nuts, I hate that when I get in a fight last week, and I'm not fully prepared for my fight this week.
Right? It's crazy. It's crazy.
It sets you back, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Chris, you host these UFC fights at your house. It's all good. You bring a crowd to your house.
Yeah.
You get two TVs going last night.
It was
two.
It was supposed to be three. But
you were doing some surgery on the cable. We had
a problem getting the sound down to the projector in the basement. I need a 50-foot long audio cord.
Now, our guy John from Simple Pleasures, he's a hardcore UFC follower. Huh?
Yeah.
And you?
Yeah, he got me into it. Yeah, about a couple years ago, when the first fight that I really got into it was the one where Anderson Silva snapped his leg in half.
I remember that. I remember the highlights.
I watched that live, and I was like, "Oh my god!" Yeah, I almost threw up on that one too.
Wow,
that was ridiculous.
So, like, this is UFC 244, 244.
Yeah.
So when does 245 happen?
Should be, I don't know, within the next month or two, probably.
Yeah.
Probably in December.
You have any idea who's?
No idea. He had Dana White sets the cards. Like,
I gotcha. A week in advance.
Yeah, he sets the cards with very short notice.
Wait,
yeah.
So what happened, though? I know The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, was at the weigh-in.
Right. That
did
was
he, did he present the belt or whatever?
Yeah, they're trying
last
to,
night?
Yeah, they're trying to give UFC like a wrestling
a
feel.
Rub. Yeah.
Now, so they brought in like this bad motherfucker belt, the BMF belt.
Oh, is that what it was?
That's what it was. BMF. And it looks all stupid, and they had The Rock present it to them. So I guess then now there's a new belt that everybody can fight for. But
so who got the belt last night?
Why are you trying
who got the BMF belt?
The what's his face? The other guy. Not Diaz, but the other one.
Was that the belt they put on him? I thought that was
Was the belt they put on Masvidal?
Masvidal. Yeah, Masvidal.
I'm looking it up to say
it. I went back and watched the fight again this morning.
Did
when
you?
I woke up.
When you were sober.
I was like, I woke up, I was laying in bed. I was like, let me go back and watch that fight again.
Yeah.
Because that call didn't make any sense. And I watched it straight, and I was like, yeah, Diaz was getting his ass beat. I mean, I was cheering for Diaz, but he was getting his ass beat.
Right.
You know, I had $40 riding on that match.
For Diaz.
Yeah, for Diaz.
He lost $40.
Didn't happen. $40.
And I had $20 at the poker table.
Yeah. I lost
$20.
You lost $60.
Bucks,
I did lose $60.
Well, you beat my wife for $20. I made sure you got to get paid. You know, I don't know. we're honest gamblers in my family. It's all good.
Yeah.
You know. But hey, UFC. There you go. UFC talk right here on that.
Still
got a
mess at the house.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
Lots of food, too, I bet.
Oh, way too much food.
I bet. Yeah.
Yeah. She cooked for 80 people and 30 showed up.
Hey,
that's
better more than
happens,
less.
Though.
Better more than less, right?
Yeah.
Beats running out. Mm. But anyway, Mark, you follow UFC?
Not much. No.
I don't follow either. I'm like, I get excited about when he's having a something.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
I mean, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
Two guys are beating the shit out of each other.
Attention.
Yeah, two guys fighting. I'll watch it.
Yeah.
You need to stay for the main card on the next one. So
I know.
See me yelling at the throwing stuff at the TV.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
Put that on the Hub Show. Here's Chris, folks. Well, actually, last year, who was it we watched last year? At your house, and I have it. It's one of the Hub Show episodes.
Had to be McGregor.
McGregor.
That was the fight. It wasn't McGregor Mayweather.
No. It was the one with, what was the guy's name? He won. He beat McGregor, and he jumped out of the cage, went after a fan.
Oh, Khabib.
Khabib.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We were like
that
watching
was
that.
Nuts.
Yeah.
That's wild. Man.
I recorded live. We're watching it. You and John are like giving color commentary over the color commentary. It was funny, man. Stay for that.
Right?
The ending
was
better
wild.
Than the fight. Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, we
dude.
Had like a big like 17-foot like inflatable projector in
and
the backyard.
Backyard. Yeah.
It
oh,
had
wow.
like had everybody
it was warm
like
enough.
Sitting
yeah.
it. We had like a whole yeah, it was in the summertime, so we had like a whole row of like blankets
yeah.
and then a row of chairs
yeah.
and then another row. It was like
yeah.
stadium
like
seating.
Woodstock, but different.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah, it was
good
pretty
times,
sweet.
Man.
Yeah. yeah, it was good
what
times.
We do. But anyway, I don't know.
Yeah, I bet the neighbors hate me. The neighbors have to.
They don't hate you. No, if they did, they would let you know by now.
Think so?
Or yeah. they're afraid.
Well, they probably
like old and afraid.
They probably just like you watching you have sex in your hot tub. That's probably their only complaint. But they haven't said nothing yet. So
no,
I mean.
That would be a that wouldn't be a, that wouldn't be a complaint. I would.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I would
well,
think.
Do you invite them?
I would
at least
think.
Invite
I mean,
them
I would,
hey. Parties.
Hey, I would think. That,
listen.
Yeah. Right.
Come on over.
The way I think about it, when we're having sex on the back porch out in the open.
He has no fence around his yard, folks.
I feel like I'm
no hedges.
I feel like I'm doing the neighbors a favor.
They're older, I mean, right? They're older, right?
Yeah,
we had this conversation.
They're all older. I'm like, you guys
yeah.
want to watch this.
Born.
You guys want to watch this, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, you know?
Shit.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Why not? You know? Yeah.
Yeah. We said I told the story on a podcast like when we first got started, but but I haven't told it in a while. Like, I got out of bed. I work construction, so I had to get up at like 4 a.m. one morning, right? So I get up. And I didn't have any. I'm a bachelor, so I didn't have any curtains on the walls of my bedroom, right?
Because like, he's a bachelor.
Because I'm a bachelor.
that's his excuse, Denise.
So I get up, and it's like 4 a.m. I'm like wiping my eyes, and I sleep naked, and I turn on the light switch.
Well, the whole world to know.
I turn on the light switch, and all of a sudden, like when I flick on the light switch, all the lights come on the bedroom, and I look across the way. And there's a house that sits up on the hill, and there's like this 80-year-old woman that lives across from me, and she's out there just sweeping the driveway.
Nice and slow.
Sweeping the leaves nice out of the driveway, and I'm just like, hey, what's up? Yeah, like, how you doing? Yeah,
starts dancing.
I'm like, yeah, this is happening. You probably haven't seen this in 20 years, have you?
This is morning routine, folks. While he's cooking breakfast.
I'm going to go out here and get my coffee.
Kitchen window's wide open. Eggs and bacon.
She's probably sweeping her driveway every morning from there.
Hoping to God he doesn't get grease on it, you know.
Yeah, it was a good time. Yeah, man. It was a good time, you know. I said, well, I did the old lady a favor.
Yeah. No Does reason, she still live
no,
there?
There's no reason to be embarrassed.
Does she right? still live there?
I think she might be on hospice or something. Yeah. She might be on hospice or something.
Gave her a heart attack, dude.
Yeah.
You see the paramedics roll up. What happened? You don't want to tell him, you know?
Yeah. I don't know what happened.
Your window's
still
open.
I'm not sure
open.
What she was looking at.
He's naked looking out the window. The guy, what's going on?
The guy across the street did the helicopter move.
He was cooking in the nude. No apron.
Yeah.
Anyway. That's crazy. Loud and proud, huh, Chris?
Yeah.
Not anymore, though.
No, I don't cook in the nude. No. You can't cook in the nude.
That's
no.
dangerous.
Yeah, bacon grease gets
That's what
bad.
I'm talking
yeah,
about,
bacon
man.
Bacon gets everywhere.
Yeah, don't want that everywhere.
That shit hurts.
Especially when you cook, huh?
Yeah.
It's like the retarded Swedish chef over here, man. Like, you know. Exactly. Mark, you having fun?
I'm great.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to make sure, man. This is your second time at bat with us, man. I want to make sure you're hanging in there. Not like, you know what? Just don't announce my name.
Yeah.
Play that part backwards or something. Yeah, man. That's what we do. Yeah. When we have nothing else to talk about, you know. And there's no set agenda. This is actually some of the better podcasts. We have no set agenda. We just come in here and shoot the shit.
Yeah.
You know. We call them tumbleweed episodes. Just whatever. Blows right through. Whatever comes up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can only stay on topic about certain things for so long. And then, you know, like every conversation drifts off into something else, you know.
Yeah. The people like to hear the conversation.
Eventually you circle back around to what you were originally talking about. But it always, you know, goes off on a whole different tangent, you know. So.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. That's what people want, you know.
You should have brought some of the food in that was left over.
You know what? Oh, when we were, yeah, when
that
we
that and your bacon
when
grease story.
When I was walking out the door, hungry. She was like, "You know what? We should heat up these meatballs, and you can take the meatballs into the show." I was like,
"Oh, your wife just, is a genius."
I said, "They're just going to get wasted. Nobody's going to eat them."
While we're on the pot, oh, damn,
and
Denise,
here you are,
finger,
and here
man.
You are, like. Damn, you should have brought
she'd
some
been,
meatballs.
She'd have been chewing in the microphone.
That's right.
I do travel. And I teach people how to do it.
Well,
do you Swedish meatball? I've been to Sweden.
It's great.
Times.
Yeah, you know, are Swedish meatballs and real meat, but like the American meatballs the same?
Right.
I have no idea. I've never been to Sweden.
Are Swedish meatballs in Sweden?
There you go. That's
but
what
they're American
about.
In
That's
IKEA,
the
so yeah. Go to IKEA and find out. Dumbass.
Yeah, I can tell you this. I know Foster's is not Australian for beer because I looked that shit up and I was very disappointed.
Bullshit.
If I ever went to Australia and tried to order a Foster's, yeah, I thought I was thinking I was going to get a Miller Lite, but and not a Foster's. But
sure enough,
Foster's is not just beer.
Deep thoughts with Chris Canfield, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor Chris. Yeah. Find out things the hard way, huh?
I know, right? Anyway. Well, I guess you know, you get it, yeah. you get it instilled in you.
It's
you
true.
Know?
Yeah. So,
yeah. My mom, until she was like 40 years old, she thought the chickens laid eggs under their wings, because that's what her mom told her when she was a kid.
Like out of the armpit.
Out of the armpit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Until she was 40.
Until she was like 40 years old, and somebody said, chickens don't. You know, yeah. You know the egg comes out of their ass, right?
Does that mean they lay two at a time? Does she drop bombs? What's she doing?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
I could, you know.
I have a Looney Tunes cartoon.
I got a couple
man.
Of those in myself, too.
What's
that? The Palmia thing.
Oh yeah, things that people are starting to admit they couldn't read, write, or understand. Yeah,
didn't know things until pop you culture, were way things, older.
Yeah. Like the POW flag. He didn't know what Palmia was.
Yeah, it was like POWMIA, and there's like a picture of an Indian on it.
It's
and
an
I was
Indian.
Like,
oh, my
God. I was like, was this like somebody who crossed the Mississippi back in the Palmia. Day? Like, who the hell's Palmia? I was like 30 years old before I realized.
He got schooled up.
Probably by a veteran, too. Probably beat the shit out of you.
I never heard of that one.
He's reading the flag and coming by. What'd you call it, boy?
Yeah. Jesus, man. Yeah. You guys don't have any of those? You guys are just so smart. You don't have nothing's fooled you your entire it. Life.
Maybe I do. I just haven't discovered them yet. Yeah. I don't know.
I promise nothing like the Palmia. I couldn't top that one.
How about as a DJ mixing up the lyrics to a song? You sung a song wrong for like 20 years, and then you realize that
the lyrics
in it.
I couldn't tell you what
top of your
the
head,
song
right?
was
yeah.
off the top of the head, but for sure.
Yeah.
You swear some of those artists make their own words up, you know, the way that comes out. But then you go back and read the lyrics and go, wow.
Right. I didn't know he said that.
No kidding.
It makes total sense.
He does
now.
Love her.
Because what I was saying was nonsense.
I know. Something about bacon grease, and that's not what he said. Yeah, no kidding, man.
Yeah. My friend, he thought Renegades of Funk was Redneck Kings of Funk. Until he was like,
you say 20, it fast
until,
enough?
Until,
does
until
it sound
like
that?
Until he was like
redneck,
25.
Redneck. Where did he get Redneck Kings from? Renegade.
Yeah.
Redneck Kings of Funk.
Oh, I guess the rage against the machine version, yeah. Not the original one, I get you.
No, yes.
Yeah, the
yes.
rednecks. Jesus Lord. That is good.
Yeah.
I think those guys are coming back for a tour.
Rage, I saw
they
that.
They are, I saw that. Yeah. DC 101, right? And they're already signed up for Coachella.
Does the drummer still face the wall and all that? Is that still part of their shtick on stage?
I didn't know that was a shtick.
Yeah, I mean, in the 90s, man, he was like, the whole thing was the drummer, like, had his back to the audience and playing.
Really?
It was like, yeah, some different shit, you know what I mean?
That's weird.
They're just Rage now, right?
He had super social anxiety.
Something like that. But they're just
look at the crowd.
But they're just Rage now, right? Is it still Rage Against the Machine? I just saw, like, Rage 2020, so whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
I saw the ad for it. They're getting ready to go on tour.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And they're already signed up for Coachella. And I guess whatever it was, when Cypress Hill and, what was it, Be Real from Cypress Hill, mm-hmm. got with Tom Morello, mm-hmm. like, last year. What mm-hmm. was that one called? They had another band that they got together, like a little super band thing they did.
Yeah,
shit.
Dude.
I don't forget what it is now.
You were out there two years ago.
Huh?
No, you were there last year.
No.
2018, you were in Coachella.
Yes.
I remember you called us from there, sent pictures.
Yes. It was insane.
Did you see you saw the Tupac hologram? Were you there for that
No,
one?
I didn't see
oh,
the Tupac
hologram.
Oh, you
didn't miss that one. Okay.
No, I was there for Eminem was the headliner.
Okay. Nice. Yeah.
We need an East Coast Coachella. Why
I've
is
been
there
saying
no
that forever.
Crazy,
out here.
You know
Leitersburg? Out there, the movie theater? That
sure, yeah.
I thought that'd be a great spot for it. It's already a movie theater place there, and they have a big place. It used to be a drive-in theater, so there's asphalt already down.
Yeah, they do have that big
and just call it Leitersburg. I don't know, whatever, man. Because if you know Coachella one time, it wasn't what it is. It's just a little
right, yeah. I mean, it doesn't have to be Coachella necessarily,
no,
but
right.
just a...
The vibe of it.
A vibe of that, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a music festival.
Yeah,
out here.
I'm totally down for that.
Yeah,
they can't even keep the Blues Festival here in Hagerstown. That's already been chopped off the block.
Oh, really?
Here, man. Yeah, like 2 years ago, they stopped doing it.
Crazy.
You ever been to Coachella?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy because it's so big, it's so like vast that they have to like put these giant art sculptures up so that you can navigate through the crowd.
Right. Yeah.
You know, that's like
cool,
that.
Though.
You know, you gotta go. I gotta go over to this
that's
tower
awesome, though,
and bust a left, and then I gotta head over to that giant person over there, and then I gotta bust a right. Yeah.
Yeah. It also helps everybody on psychedelic drugs figure out kind of where they're at.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
so you're
right.
Just lost in space because it's just, it would be just, you know, like a desert out there.
Yeah, the art has to, like, be so tall that you can look up to the sky and see where you are.
Yeah.
Right. That's crazy, man. You been to Coachella?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A couple times or once?
Yeah. I think
did
the
you
last
ever
time
ever spin
I was
out
there,
there?
I did. I did a T-Mobile party there.
Sweet.
I did something with Chris Masterson there at I don't remember what the event was, but it was some like after party event.
In the rave tent?
No, I didn't do any rave tents. No.
I don't know why, but that's always where the end of the night ends up.
For you?
Yeah, it's always like, okay, well, it's 2:00 in the morning. Where do we go? Let's go to the rave tent.
Yeah, yeah.
Done seeing everything else.
No
now
shit.
It's time to go to the rave tent.
Yeah, when we had that party, I know Gerald Butler showed up.
Okay.
And who was with him? I'm trying to think of that other actor's name.
Gerard Butler, you mean?
Gerard Butler. Okay. Am I saying it wrong? Okay.
You said Gerald.
Gerald Butler.
I'm trying to put a face to the name. Gerald. Yeah. Gerald Butler.
Gerard Butler. Yeah. There we go.
Edit. Gerard Butler. Mark likes that. We're not live. You know, just fix it.
I don't think Gerald's listening to this anyways.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know, man. He could be a big fan of Hagerstown. Yeah. Just in tune with what's happening in the community.
Indiana. No. Maryland. Yeah. I know. We talked last week about this place, Hagerstown. About breaking down some walls, man.
I'm telling you. I tell you. Oh, you know what?
Speaking of that.
On the TV show.
Oh, hell.
Ever since I met Andy, the winner, Weinberg.
Yeah.
He may have come on the TV show, and he may have talked shit about Hagerstown.
Yes.
But ever since I met that man, I have won the lottery twice.
Wow. You are a winner.
Yeah. Powerball. Powerball.
Independent twice. Wrestling scene around here, all over the place. Andy, the winner, Weinberg, came on our Hub Show TV show. Colorful guy. And, he's a heel, bad guy, so he talked all kinds of shit on Hagerstown and everywhere else. Good times,
he sprayed us down with Lysol.
He said we smelled and all kinds of good stuff.
He put his foot in my coffee.
It was a good time.
Is that his thing? Does he just carry around a thing of Lysol?
Yeah, he brought a roll of toilet paper, too. It told me stink. He
told me I was wiping my ass wrong and everything else.
And he challenged Jim Cornette.
Which way do you wipe your ass?
I was trying to get out of him, but whether I should go front to back or back to front and...
I don't think that made it to TV, by the way. That part got cut. I got to look again. There's a couple things they don't like us to.
I mean, for women, it super matters which direction you wipe your ass.
Of course. Yeah. Definitely matters.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Does it matter as much?
Well, you don't want stinky balls.
I'm
kind of in the with the women on this one.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a stinky back than a stinky sack.
Wow, my God. All right. Chris is on fire tonight, dude. You all right? This is leftovers from last night, huh, dude? Yeah. You want a fucking fight? All right. Yeah.
So anyways, but yes, no shit. I'm not lying. I went out, bought a Powerball ticket that day after we recorded the TV show.
Okay.
And then I hit for $4.
Yeah.
And I let it ride. And then I hit again for $4 and I let it ride. And now I have a lottery ticket pinned up on my board that I got to go home and check tonight. Now, I may not be winning a lot of money.
But it's still fun. Winning is winning.
I'm hitting the Powerball,
baby.
There you
go, baby.
I'm hitting it.
Then you really hear about the Hub Show.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Wait till I go home and check this one.
We'll put a satellite dish up on top of this building.
I might win $8 tonight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You just might. $8, man. You just might.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows?
$8 Andy helping you out. Shout out to you, Andy Weinberg, if you're out there listening on the Hub Show. He's got quite a name for himself out there on the eastern side of Maryland, in the Ocean City area, man. Yeah. He's got a nice stable of wrestlers and whatnot.
Yeah.
Good, wrestling.
Good,
yeah.
Good traction.
Good stuff, man.
I watched a documentary on wrestling once, and it was I don't remember what it was called, but it was about the history of it and how the WWF came to be.
I love it. I think
it was actually the Andre the Giant story? Documentary.
Okay.
It was on Netflix. Yeah. And it talked about how wrestling was regional when it started.
Absolutely.
So, like, you couldn't go from, like, the New York region into, like, the Pennsylvania region. Nope.
Yeah, like, it's wild. We dabbled with the independent wrestling thing with Cap and Decapitate and went up to Hamburg, Pennsylvania, and got into it with them. But then I think Outbreak Wrestling is closed. They shut their doors, so there's that one going.
But hey, at least we got that.
They did
off
not
the bucket
get the
list.
Hub rub.
At least we got that off the bucket list. That was awesome. The first time we went up there,
he got your ass kicked in Hamburg. Yep.
He pulled up on his phone a video of Rowdy Roddy Piper doing Piper's Pit.
That's where they used to film it in this building in Hamburg.
He was like, "Where we're sitting right now, behind us, that's the door in this
Jimmy
video."
Jimmy Snuka with the coconut.
We were sitting right where he hit Jimmy Snuka with the coconut.
I'm old school wrestling fan, grew up on that stuff, so I was like a kid in the candy store, and I'm sitting right in the same spot. All this stuff happened. Yeah, it's the old school regional territory you're talking about. They used to tape all their TV shows up in that building that we were in. So if you're a wrestling fan, you know your history, you're like, oh, you know, it's history. So it's
crazy.
Wrestling was really big in my family growing up.
Not bad.
Like, we used to have the big, what are the big events?
WrestleMania and the pay-per-views.
My mom had a life-size Hulk Hogan.
We were real
big into it. Yeah. And so I found out, like, I wholeheartedly believed it was
wrestling. Oh, really?
Wholeheartedly.
So what you found
I
out is, you found out,
I found
is,
out the wrestling was fake, and then I stopped watching it.
That's when you stopped?
I was crushed. I literally thought it was real.
You gotta suspend your disbelief, man.
How do you feel about Christmas as an adult?
I know.
Yeah, it's socks.
She goes to Key West or Mexico. I don't worry about
Christmas.
It.
We don't do normal Christmas in our house. No. Yeah. No, we stopped that about 6 years
do you
ago.
Start, do you travel in the winter trying to get the hell out of Dodge?
Yeah.
Like, where did you spend Christmas last year? Were you in Chambersburg?
No, we go on a cruise.
Oh, you take the whole family?
Oh, yeah, my girls. I don't leave my girls at home. Oh, yeah.
You got girls?
Yeah, but I have two girls. I have a 21-year-old and a 13-year-old.
Mm. Uh-huh. Okay. All right. So you got some travel companions there,
absolutely,
don't you?
Yeah. Absolutely. So, wow. Yeah. So that's what we do for Christmas every year. We don't do the presents.
And tree, you get the hell out of Dodge and go take a cruise.
Yeah,
somewhere.
We do a tree. I'm stuck with
them. They bring it with them. No luggage. What is that?
Yep, we do.
We have to do
presents
it.
Are out there. Like, they throw the shit in a trash can 2 weeks later. And
man, just going on a cruise is a gift, right?
Cool. You have a 21-year-old.
Yeah.
Did you get pregnant at like 12?
No. I was almost 20. No way. Absolutely.
No way.
Yes, sir.
No.
Yes. I'll take that as a compliment.
You should. Yeah. I would never.
That's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. Damn. We just turned 40 in April.
Wow.
Well, she is older than you.
She is.
Yeah. I'm the old man in the room here, as usual, but yeah.
The elder.
I am, I know.
Thank God I don't look like what I've been through. I'm
the old podcaster. I would never guess that, honestly.
Well, that's why he reads the intro to every show off a scroll.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm working on my Morgan Freeman. I'm gonna get there one day. Yeah, you know what I mean? Andy Dufresne. I can't do it yet.
Hear ye.
That's not Morgan Freeman. Jesus, dude.
No, that's you reading off your scroll.
Oh, yeah, is it? Off my scroll. Like I'm reading Star Wars intro or something.
Thou shall.
Episode 4.
Hope. Thou shalt listen to the Hub Show on Twitter.
Twitter. Spotify.
Spotify.
iHeart.
Yes, iHeart Radio.
If you will. SoundCloud. Why not?
We are everywhere.
Where do you get your music from, Mark? I was hitting you up on the way over here, dude. You don't do Spotify?
No, I don't really use Spotify.
What do you use? When you jam in your car, what do you do?
So, well, in my car, it's like, or what do I do for like DJ music?
No. When you listen to music on your phone.
Well,
I
choose music and organize music so much, I don't really like to think about organizing a playlist. So, like, you know, Spotify to me, I mean, I know people put together playlists or whatever. But I'll just plug in. Well, I have satellite radio. So I listen to satellite radio.
So you don't make mixtapes for your girls anymore?
No, I stopped that.
Those days are over.
Like late 90s, I think.
Mixtapes were the shit.
LimeWire. What was that?
Right.
FrostWire.
Some Jodeci on there.
Casey
and JoJo.
Don't knock it.
What the new generation would call like a little bit old school here. I just use Pandora.
Yeah.
And typically I'm throwing on like the Beach Boys Pandora station or Mos Def Pandora station or Tribe Called Quest Pandora station.
He's eclectic.
Buddy
he
Holly.
Goes from that to that. I'm the same way, man. I have XM satellite on the car.
Yeah.
I got the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s.
That's how I stay up on my new stuff, you know, because of the hip hop stations. And I like Shade 4-5.
Mm-hmm.
I like the reggae station.
Love the reggae.
I listen to the Howard Stern station a lot.
There you go.
I like the 70s. 70s on 7.
I listen to that.
60s on 6.
70s
on 7.
That's what I'm saying. I got those in a row, and
I go to
the side B of it all, and I got a whole bunch of different ones. Spectrum and all that.
Lithium's great.
I listen to that one.
Yeah, I'm glad to see Matt Penfield landed on his feet.
All
right. Right? After MTV went down, I was wondering where the hell Matt Penfield's going to go.
A lot of the old VJs
and Matt Penfield is still there.
Are on stations.
Martha's on Lithium.
You can hear.
80s on 8 and
all Adam Curry's on there,
The angry bald guy who was just screaming all the time.
Yeah.
Music sucks today.
You know, Martha Quinn's on the 80s. And all the MTV VJs, the OG ones, they're on the 80s and
80s. Downtown Julie Brown.
Downtown Julie Brown's in the 90s, man. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Man.
What was the Virgin? The Virgin Kelly. Or not Kelly.
Oh,
what the
Jesus
hell was she
Christ.
Called? I know. I should have.
She called the Virgin?
Thought before I spoke.
Seriously.
Yeah.
It's called editing.
Yeah, that was her whole advertisement was that she was the Virgin when she was a VJ. She was on around.
No way.
She was on.
There were no virgin VJs.
She lied. She lied. That's how she got the job.
She was on this around the same time that Jesse. Remember Jesse, the guy with the weird fucking hair who won that contest to become a VJ? He had like all these weird patches all over his.
You're bringing up a lot of memories here that I don't.
You can't put
all
it
over
bring
his
up.
Vest.
Oh,
he wore like a jean vest.
He was in a bad time.
He was like
then.
An Eagle Scout and had all these patches all over him. It's crazy.
Don't
hair.
You hate when you lose your train of thought, Chris,
Jesse
on
the
podcast,
VJ.
And no one can guess what the fuck you're
he
talking
was
about.
He was horrible. He was the worst VJ ever. But they just left him on there for novelty's sake because he was so bad. Yeah.
It's sad MTV isn't what it once was.
Tell me about it. I'm older than you, pal.
My kids don't believe me that MTV used to be, and I'll tell them what it
was. Oh, my God.
Like, no. Like, yeah, they really used listen, to play music on the TV.
Right? Listen,
Carson Daly used to actually be on there.
I have I have the book at home called I Want My MTV, and it's about the history of the channel, how it came to be, and what happened at the very end going into the late 80s, early 90s. And what it is, believe it or not, they really weren't making a lot of money playing videos 24 hours a day. That's why it's all gone to reality TV and stuff like that. Believe it or not, that's where the sponsors come in and the money comes in. As soon as they started having their own game shows and stuff like that, and Beavis and Butthead in the real world.
The real world ruined TV, in my opinion.
Do you think so?
I hate reality television.
I used to watch The Real World when I was
fake.
I watched it too, but when you look back, that's the original reality television.
Yeah, it just started.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kennedy. That's her name. The Virgin Kennedy. The Virgin Kennedy. That's
her
name.
You got a little brain fart came back at you?
Yeah, it just bubbled up.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, this has been fun. You had fun, Denise?
Absolutely.
Yeah, good times?
Yeah.
Makes you want to do it again, doesn't it?
For sure.
Sit around, podcast. Maybe eat some meatballs next time. You know?
Definitely.
Hey. Yeah.
Right.
Find out more about Key West. You can take the Hub Show down to Key West, man. Just walk around with a mic and a GoPro.
The Fantasy Festival. That's what you need to look up.
What's that?
The Fantasy Festival.
Oh, I will.
That's what you need to go. That's is it clothing optional? The Fantasy Festival yet, but I will.
Is it clothing optional?
It's
it's pretty much.
It doesn't matter, right? It's all out the window.
What Mardi Gras is like the second week in February, and I think the Fantasy Fest might be like the third week.
I know it is in the beginning part of the year. I'm just not sure when. I haven't made it there yet.
I think it's like a week after Mardi Gras.
Okay.
Mentally, I've told myself I've got to wait till I'm no longer till my both of my kids are adults before
I go there. I gotcha.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. There's too much video.
You got 5 years
nowadays.
Left. You got 5 years.
All I need is my 13-year-old son. Find me on the internet somewhere.
You got 5 years. I got a 13-year-old son. I'm just waiting.
Yep.
Five
right.
more years.
Five more start years. Yeah. Line,
don't want to go out twerking on a light pole when you got a 13-year-old.
Do you guys know each other?
I know, right? These two.
I didn't realize that.
These two are something else, man. Absolutely, man. Anywho, hey, well, listen, it's been great. Jay Heiss for Chris Canfield, for Mark DJ Busy Smith, and for our guest, Denise Martin. I want to thank you for coming on. Check us out next time, The Hub Show. And we are at Instagram at The Hub Show, Facebook at The Hub Show. We're on Twitter. Don't know why.
Share.
But yeah, share us, like us, tell your friends, your sisters, and all them people, all that good stuff. And again, Hub Show, thanks for stopping by.
You've been listening to The Hub Show, podcasting and broadcasting about news, business and events, health, pop culture, everything and nothing, with your hosts, Chris Canfield and Jay Heiss.